Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now, it's time for National's most honest game show. It's Rifleman. The truth, according to Kirby. Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth, maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, according to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, Davis Reed. We have a great Truth According to Kirby edition today because I don't know the answer. That's how I judge
keeping
them.
You in the dark?
Today's truth, in addition to two artistic awards, a young Kirby earned academic achievement awards in three subjects.
Oh, dear God.
Were they math, history, and science, government, history, and business, civics, geography, and history?
Civics. What was the last one?
Geography and history.
Civics, geography, and history.
So
no age frame here, nothing?
It just says a young Kirby.
Young Kirby.
He didn't want to give us his age.
About a grade.
He's contemplating.
I bet he could tell us an age.
You have the information that you're getting.
Well, this is a crack.
Academic achievement award.
They weren't necessarily all the same year. Those could be spread out over
three subjects, academic decade. Achievement for Kirby Allen Kirby.
Well, first off.
Decade of academic achievement.
First off, we
put, look at the crowd around here.
Yeah. First off, we put truth in quotation marks in this game, the truth according to Kirby. And I'm putting academic achievement in quotation marks. Academic achievement. I mean,
he's
Kirby
rolling his eyes.
Grew up in the backwoods with people living in lean-tos next door where his pregnant mother went to little deliver riding a bike to the
he wants to deliver the baby, remember that
people called a hospital
twice. He delivered two children.
He was sent home from school with a compound fracture of his arm because they didn't care to take care of
him. Riding a bike induce labor if you're pregnant?
Yeah, I don't know that, but I mean, we know the kind of circumstances we're talking about. The first choice here is math, history, and science.
Yep.
These are somewhat conceivable in the math and science things. History. I mean, this guy rewrites his own history.
Well, you realize history is in every answer.
Yeah.
Common denominator.
Which is why this is a lie. Government, history, and business. I mean, you have to
get at least into
junior college to take a business class. They're not teaching a business class in Kirby's elementary school. Better yet, his high school.
He said it didn't have to be elementary school, right? He said this could be over the period of a decade.
Is this when he went to that communication school in Louisville for a day?
Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
Yeah. Civics, believable. I mean, geography, if he's like the geography of Polk County, like, hey, go down this street, take a left on Ferris Ferry Road. He could pass that and get an award.
Ferry Road? He'd get an award for that?
Yeah, I mean, they give awards for it. Here, Kirby, look, I'm drawing you up an award. Watch. Here, Kirby gets a star in geography. There you go.
Kirby gets an award for pointing someone to the granary properly.
Kirby, take this geography award home to your mother along with this note about your compound fracture arm that they might want to take you to the hospital with. I mean, this is one of the more ridiculous questions we've ever had. These three answer questions where one of the three answers
give the
same in every
give
question.
The options. Okay,
the options
are math, history, and science,
yep,
which is farcical, government, history, and business, which is more farcical, civics, geography, and history, which is slightly less farcical. Chad, you're my advisor.
I am a former geography bee champion of Wilson County.
At what age? At
fifth
least
grade.
Give us an age.
Fifth grade. Got to meet Ozzie Smith. Does that almost qualify to go to Washington, D.C.?
You do a
geography champion. I can tell you, having been in a car with Kirby when he tried to direct us to a hotel in Phoenix.
He's no award
pointing,
winner.
We're pointing to the hotel saying, you're passing the exit, and he almost runs us off the road doing a U-turn. That it's definitely not geography. He's lying if he says it's in geography.
All of this is lying.
So I'm crossing that one up.
We're going to find
out. I think it's the business government history one. I think it's that trifecta.
Tim's saying he thinks that's the same thing.
Tim thinks it also. I am going a different direction. I need, where's my device here? I am going with civics, geography, and history because it's the most simpleton of the group, civics. Like anybody could get, what is, like anything can be civics.
Any, like mayor, vice mayor.
Yeah, anyone could get an award in civics. Like,
I think they hand that to you for showing up to civics class.
Yeah, civics is like if you're riding your bike, you point right before you turn right. Oh, yeah, you get awarded civics. Civics, geography, and history. But I'm saying this is the most basic. Like, George Washington was the first president. East is to the right. And point right when you're taking a right.
Kirby, today's truth, please.
Well, it would be number one. It was history, science, and math.
All right. Now describe
geology.
These are like multiplication driving certificates.
Multiplication was like that was like elementary
flashcards.
No, like
give
when,
us a detailed
introduced you to multiplication. Our teacher, you know, like it was boring and I didn't really care. But then she threw out an incentive and it was like this award plus you got a savings bond. Like the first person, so I just went home.
He's big on savings.
And by the end of the week, I go from 0 to 12, and I got this $50 savings bond, of which I never saw again before in my life after it was handed to me.
It's gone?
I don't know what happened to
one
me.
Of your
turned
kin.
Into a carton of Civrex, magically.
And then in history, I won the...
His grandfather took it to the track.
I wouldn't doubt it. We're like my dad. But and then history, I won the Woodman of the World's History Award for Great Point Average in
the
American history.
Woodman Prize?
Yeah.
The Woodman Prize.
Eighth grade.
The Woodman Prize? It's like on the, like, a few steps below the Nobel? The Woodman
Prize?
Well,
no, it's called Woodman of the World, which is an insurance company. They award plaques to high school students with grade point averages.
Below point five.
For American
you remember
history.
The who's who of American and, high schools?
I had the highest grade point average, I guess, in that area in eighth grade.
What was that? What was that? What was the highest? Like 2.1?
Like a 97.8 or something.
That's
like
not
that?
A grade point average, Kirby. That's it.
How did you win that award? Like what? Were you just, you've always been really
some
good.
Of the other
well, I've always history's always fascinated me. And, with the connection with the geology.
A student,
thing.
Right?
And then
like,
sounds
like Frank Wycheck talking about watching the history.
We happen to. No, we happen to literally.
Continue, Kirby. Sorry.
We missed the month of January because of a blizzard.
Yeah.
And the only thing I had with me was my American history book. And after about a week of no television because the thing was messed up. And
you had to burn it for heat.
We were like stranded on this farm. I just started going through the chapters, reading the chapters and finishing the assignments. And I literally finished our history book.
Chapter 3. Lewis
then went back to school and realized we would have, I was like, 21 chapters more than we would have ever gotten to for the year, but it blew my grade point average up.
Science.
Geology. Finding trilobites and...
I'm done.
Hey,
three.
I presented...
Tra, meaning three.
I brought in three arrowheads that I thought were from the Wyandotte Indians when they had captured Colonel Crawford.
And it turned out they were from the toy store.
Turned out they predated the American Indian. They were from the Mountain Builders thing. I still actually have
they
those.
They predated the American Indians.
Yeah, they were from
a civilization we've never heard of before.
Mound people.
No, have you not heard of the mounds
well,
in Ohio?
I know that there were
mound
Indian
builders?
Mounds, yeah.
Those are Indian
those
mounds,
were
but those Indians,
Indian,
those
were American
indigenous
Indians.
Tribes predated the warring Great Lakes tribes that would come later.
How did you find them?
We were in a field looking for arrowheads, and I dug them up.
How much were they worth?
I have no idea what the money.
You should get
a
PBS
I still have
show
them,
yeah. With.
Oh, he still has
that
them.
Show?
I still have them. Three of them.
Antique.
Three
Roadshow.
Of them. At a piece
yeah.
Of they were big and clunky. They were not slim and streaky. And anyway, I thought I really had something in my geologist t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, you should take these to Antique Roadshow, and you could get back that money you lost on the $50 bond.
Where did you take them to know what they were?
Well, I knew what they were as soon as I found them.
Well, you know they're arrowheads, but how do you know where how they were dated?
Our geology teacher in Ohio was a professor at Ohio State who would teach junior high for 9 weeks in geology and then was at Ohio State, and then he would go off on digs.
Yeah,
and
he just,
I took
with
him
his
to
eyes.
Him.
Could,
Indiana
carbon,
Jones taught
he could
geology.
Just he could just carbon date with his eyes. It was a miracle.
This is from a civilization we've never heard of.
All I know is we had him say trilobite again, which makes our day.
We didn't even have to ask him to say it. He just offered it up. Kirby, you're the man.
It's a shame
Paul,
we're out of time for
15
the compliment.
Seconds of praise.
What are you wearing today, Kirby?
Chanel.
Kirby, you tried to fix my bag, and you couldn't fix it, and it turned out great because I got a brand new bag because the bag couldn't be fixed. So this bag, I think, is worth like $350, and I have it because of your incompetence. Thank you very much.
Well, that's not praise.
Yeah,
and
that's
I
not
did repair
praise.
That
I,
bag
I had
over
nothing.
And over and over. It was the zipper.
Yeah. You should be thanking him for all of the times he did repair that bag.
I probably had $10, $20 worth of materials in that bag.
I would have had this new one. I would have had this new one 3 years ago, but Kirby fixing the damn old one.
The truth, according to Kirby, is the gift that keeps on giving. Thank you.
Can I make a suggestion in the future? I mean, this was a very amusing segment, but the one where you have three things and they're very similar, they're not as good, the multiple choice answers. I know it's Kirby's fault, but you got to come up with better multiple choice
answers. They're made
choice
to confuse answers. You and throw you off. That's
yeah,
the
that's
whole point.
The
Kirby plays to win.
The object of the game is for you to
lose. I'm playing for blood, buddy.
Blood. Just don't cut me with one of those arrowheads that predates civilization.
The mound of
man. Well, that was the weird thing. They're really dull. There's no way those things cut anything.
No, these arrowheads came from aliens.
I mean, they were clunky looking. Anyway.
Yeah. Still has
they
them.
Were so
I'll
clunky looking that you couldn't kill anything with it. Therefore, the people that made them died because they had no food.
Lucas on Twitter says, Kirby's actually a millionaire. He just has to find that bank where the savings bond is held.
Or that bar where they put it up on the wall.
Yes.